welcome you. Oh, it's such a privilege to be here tonight in Leicester. I thank God for the lives of all the leaders. I thank God for what you're doing, all the leading pastors, pastors to be tonight. All the youth revival leadership, Pastor Obi, Pastor Enrique, Pastor David, Pastor Ben. All the nation's leader that came all the way from London. I won't call all of you, but Bishop is going to see you tonight. Our dear friend, Pastor Dele, friend and brother, Pastor Dele from the Baptizing Church. I greet you all tonight. You may please step down. In the next 30 minutes, I want to share something with you that will change everyone's life. In case you're here for the first time, I implore you to stay with me. I don't care what your age is, how good you are, or how bad you think you are. I want to share something with you that can make you take your whole world. I've got a few minutes. After that, I'm going to ordain certain people into ministry tonight. Once again, I thank God for the life of those who came down from London. The way you take a city is to come together and make a noise over the wall of those cities. That's how you do it. This is how we do it. And so tonight, if you move this down, I want to start from John chapter 1, according to God's instruction. And I know, I'm very aware, and Pastor has said it, you should know better, but it's okay. And Pastor has said it, that there is a strong spirit of religion, and I've said it to the leaders earlier today. If you want to die quickly, embrace religion, including Christianity. It's just as bad as any other one. I said, but this is not Islam. Islam blows people off. Christianity once did that. It's called the Crusaders. Jesus did not come to establish a religion. He came to establish a kingdom. Religion does not provide for your meal. Kingdom does. Religion does not make anybody's life better. It is kingdom. That's why seated here tonight, we are in United Kingdom. Not United Religion. And so when he came, and I'm talking about the word tonight. He came to establish not a church, other. There was one church in the beginning, and that was the church that Adam and Eve were supposed to start. The church of Adam and Eve. It gave them dominion. That's why when you hear them sing, this is the new church order, what we are saying is the restoration of what man lost. Prosper. Take dominion. So God never intended for you to have a suppressed life. Listen to me, Lester. God never intended for you to be dominated over. God intends for you to dominate, to have dominion, to replenish the earth. Meaning that if the world is bad today, it is because you didn't do what he asked and created you for. Stop calling yourself the victim. People are victims today because you did not rise. And we keep reading the news every day, and God wants to tell you tonight and put a tool in your hands that can make you take the whole of Leicester and make your life more fruitful than your mate in the next few years. That's what we've seen. The only reason why people will not like stagnation, some people, very few, is because you are fulfilling the dominion mandate. Replenish the earth. You're not talking to me tonight because you're in Leicester, right? Replenish the earth, have dominion over it, subdue it. Do you know most people today are subdued? If you are on depression drugs tonight, when the altar time comes, run to the altar, because antidepressants can dominate over you. And God says, you are supposed to dominate over it. Are you listening to me today? There is no believer that should be dominated over, not by the circumstance of your parent. Poverty dominates over people. You know poverty, right? The one that religion tells you gets you closer to God. You see, Mr. Poverty takes you away from God. It doesn't get you close to Him. You know why? Mr. Poverty does not allow you to have time to help anybody. When you're struggling to make ends meet, you don't reach out to the widows. Spark Nation helps. Just 2 days ago, I got a call and they said, you haven't sent the widows money though. That means thousands of widows and orphans. If you were poor, you can't help no widows. What you do is to pray, because you have struggles in your life. You know that will change tonight, right? Chai, what's going on here? I just said something will change tonight, and the person next to you can't say amen. I said that's going to change tonight. Your life is going to change for the better tonight. Can I hear an amen? Okay, thank you for that. So let me start now. John chapter 1. In the beginning. So look at your neighbor very well and tell them, I want to set a beginning today. No, I'm asking you to help your neighbor though. Because your neighbor may be too cool to speak. Your neighbor may be too handsome to talk. She may just be too beautiful to speak out. You know, beautiful people don't speak out that much. We just talk like that. So tell your neighbor, tell them, in case they are too beautiful for speaking, tell them, tell them something is going to change in your life tonight. Okay, so if they didn't tell you anything, just know that they are so cool. John chapter 1 verse 1. So tell them again, I'm about to set a new beginning. Tell them again. So in other words, no, you didn't say. In other words, it doesn't matter the mistakes that I've made in my life. Did they really tell you that? No. Please tell them again. Say, I will set a new beginning tonight. In other words, it does not matter anymore. Any mistake or mistakes or mistresses that I've made in my life. When I stand up from here tonight, it is a completely brand new beginning in my life. It's a new day. Say that and shout amen. That's right. Someone said, is that really possible? That I walk out of here tonight and I can forget the wrong things that I did yesterday. And I can forget the wrong things I did 10 hours ago. God said, of course you can. Of course you can. You know, God says He's forgotten it. So you've got to remind Him whatever you want Him to remember. Now, I just quoted a scripture to you. John chapter 1, let's set that now.
In the beginning.
Did you see that? In the beginning, what happened then?
In the beginning was the Word.
Malia. So, how did your life begin? No. The Word didn't begin your life. Your culture, what your parents told you. Sometimes Your beginning was your failure. All of a sudden, you woke up to life and you realize that you've made so many mistakes. And now, your life is an attempt to correct the mistakes you've made. You know what God says with that? He says, that means you never had a beginning. You can start afresh now. If the beginning is not by the word, then there is no beginning. You didn't hear what I just said? If the beginning is not what I'm about to show you, forget about your downfalls. There was no beginning. We set the beginning tonight. Lester, all the leaders, you can set a beginning tonight. Listen, when a person gets ordained in Spark Nation, what I'm trying to tell them is this is a beginning. Why? So you're ordained as a pastor and it doesn't make sense, right? Because you're too young according to the church standard. And that's not the church standard, by the way. I've told you this before. Peter was the youngest, was the oldest of the apostles, and he was 22. So wherever the church got what they are doing from is definitely not from the Bible. Bartholomew was 15. Just to let, if you've been taken to church by your parents and those churches have put some things in your head, begin to take them out because they are not true. You're definitely worshiping another God, not the God of the Bible. Bartholomew was 15. In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God.
And the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
And the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word. What is Word? What I'm talking now is Word, right? TPT, please, quickly. In the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God, and God was the Word. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
The TPT.
TPT.
In the very beginning,
yeah,
the living expression was already there.
Huh? The living expression. What is alive? I'm going somewhere tonight. Please stay with me. The living expression was already there in the beginning. And meaning everything God wanted to see was there at the beginning. I've got to trace where he is now. Talk to me.
In the very beginning, the living expression was already there.
Run, quick.
And the living expression was with God, yet fully God.
Oh my God. The word was fully God. We want to see how to create a new Lester. How you can create a new life for yourself. You see, what I'm teaching you tonight, I was saying it 13 years ago. I was saying it, but I was a kitchen potter. I was washing plates from morning till night to earn £400 a month. So my friends that were listening, because they had bigger cars and bigger houses, they just thought I was gone mad. They just thought, what are you talking about? You don't have a car. You don't have clothes like ours. Look at your jeans. They are all from Primark. You have nothing. You just came here. You don't have anything. But you see, that 10 years ago was a beginning. And I began to encounter the word. You see, 13 years after, I'm looking at them and saying, you don't have a car. You don't have clothes. What changed in 13 years? The word was more real than their job. What was producing those cars or clothes for them was job. But when they took away the job from them, they were empty. But I didn't have a job. I was only a kitchen potter so that I can obey the word and sow. But I had a beginning, and in that beginning was the word. It was the living expression. The word says to me, If you have me, you don't need a car. This place is so cold, but it's fine. If you have me, you don't need a house. If you have me, you don't need anything. You just need to be in me and I in you. And if we have that agreement, you will not need to buy a car. You will create other ways to have cars without buying like the world. You will create. People will begin to think, what manner of man is this? Because you are a creator, not a consumer. You are molding. You are molding. Are you listening to me tonight? So how do you use the word to mold a world? That's the mandate God has given you, Spark Nation, and our friends. He wants to give you the word, the living expression, so that you can use it to shape a world that is shapeless. And the world was formless. The world has no form. Talk to me, Pastor, quickly, quickly.
And the living expression was with God,
yet
fully God.
It was full. The word is fully God. So when we're speaking the word, when we're teaching the word, what you're experiencing is God. You don't go back home and say, oh God, I need an encounter. You heard the word. It was fully God. Go on, Pastor, quickly.
They were together, face to face, in the very beginning.
Oh my God. God was the user of the word, the deployer of the word. They were together. So this is the word. It's an expression. An expression of what? What was in the mind of God. So this is him now. That's Jesus now. Jesus is nothing but the word of God. And so whenever every wealth that is in the mind of God, every prosperity that is in the mind of God, whenever he wants to give it to Sam, guess what he does? He sends him into his life. The living expression of God is not cars. The living expression of God is not houses. Come, gentlemen. This is Pastor Sam. He wants breakthrough. He wants good life, whatever. God says, now you know me. But I can't give you a car. Because we don't manufacture cars in heaven. I can't give you a house. Because there are no bricks here. I can't give you wife or husband, whatever you want, because we don't marry in heaven. But I can give you a what? You didn't hear what I just said. I can give you a word. Those are not spoken. It's not English. It didn't say I can give you English or Japanese or Mandarin. I will give you the living expression. And the word, talk to me, Pastor Faith, where are you?
Yes, sir.
And the word.
And the word was with God.
Uh-huh.
And the word was God.
Oh, my God. Talk to me.
He was in the beginning with God.
Uh-huh.
All things.
Someone say all things.
All things.
Oh, my God. Yes, now, so you see the word that existed before. The one that he said in the beginning was the word was with God. We don't know him. There was no mention of things there. Now, the moment he mentioned things, then it goes to making. Look, I'm wearing a wristwatch. It's a thing. This is a thing. There are cars outside. They have things. Now, the moment he wanted to bring things into Sam's life, there was no way he can do that without this word,
yes,
the expression, a thing you can touch. There was no way for him to bring things into his life without a thing, in quote, that you can touch. All things.
All things were made through him.
Through what? Through the word. Things were made. Not by God. Things were made through the living expression. So people don't know that you will have things if you have Christ. Because it was through him that all things. Do you know you can be multi-millionaires on campus? You know that, right? But it is not by having business ideas. It's by having the one who made all. Oh my God, who am I talking to tonight? You don't have things by things. You don't use certificate. Many people have graduated from Leicester. They don't have money. You have things by having the one who made all. So someone said, but why does everybody go to church and church and church and nobody has anything? Because they are looking for God who is in the express. So you know what our parents did? They forget about word service. Where they hear the word, they go for miracle service. They are looking for things in the hand of God that is already given to the word. Yeah.
The TPT, sir.
TPT says.
And through his creative inspiration.
Malika Tuskaba. Did you hear that? Yes, through his created inspiration. What happened, Drew?
This living expression made all things.
Do you think I won't have anything if I have the one who made all things? How's cars? Will Microsoft's new phone be from you if Bill Gates is your friend? I think you don't have to ask. Each time they make a new edition, he just says, oh, have a look at it. I said, I know Christ to a place that each time he thinks of a new thing, he asks me to size it up and see, is this fit for human? Are you okay with it?
Come on.
Are you listening to me? He tests it. That's what they saw. He first doesn't work in my life, not to hoard things. Because he just passed it through to say, test it. How will a pastor in so-so-so cab look like to the world? You test it though. Let me gauge how people think about it through you. That's why he's going to give you banks first. Now he wants to restore Christian banks. Not loaning out money, not charging interest. The world keeps shouting. Islam loans out money, not charging interest. What do Christians do? You just sing. I love you, Jesus. Say, it's all about money. But you work 9 hours a day. You work 9 hours a day. And you don't pray 30 minutes. And it's not about money. That's an hypocrite, though. Okay, so through him, quickly.
And through his creative inspiration.
What happened?
This living expression made all things.
Right.
For nothing has existence apart from him.
So you see people's money. It doesn't exist. Without him. Listen to me. Nothing is going on in Leicester City. When you begin to say, well, there is drugs, there is this, there is that, it's not in existence. You know, the only reason why it is festering on people is because Satan is the master of fake illusions. It makes you think this is real. So this girl is looking for joy in a boy. The guy is eluded. The girl is going through illusions. Nothing has existence without the word. So if you stand up in Leicester City today and you command this city to be prosperous, you command that new students are rising, will love God, will fellowship with one another, and you begin to say we have thousands of them, guess what would happen? It will be so. Because nothing exists without the word.
Yes, sir.
So everything that exists in your life that is not word-based and produced is fake. completely fake and lies. Quickly, because of time now.
Life came into being.
Now jump back to Pastor Faith quickly.
And without him, nothing was made.
Nothing at all.
That was made.
Yes.
In him.
In him.
Was life.
Oh my God. In him was what? Sit down please for a moment. In him was what?
Life.
Quickly. Can you quickly read Genesis 3:22 to 24? In him was life. So if I don't have him, I really don't have life. And I know that that's very religious. It is not if I don't have calling Jesus, Jesus, lover of my soul. No, if I don't have him, who is him? The word. Genesis 3. Are you there? Oh yeah.
Then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever.
Now, if he eats of the tree of life, guess what would happen to him? He will live forever. But in John 1, we just read that in him was life. So who was this tree standing in the middle? Please, what is this tree? If I had time, I would have gone a bit further back. And the Lord God planted a tree in the middle. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end. He planted the tree in the middle of the garden. So man ate the tree of knowledge. But if he touches the tree of life, let's go to Jesus now. Jesus will then say, except you eat of this body. Jesus will tell them, if you don't eat. And that was why his disciples left him. He said, look, if I accept you eat of this body and drink this blood, there is no deal. So, but now the problem is, God had uprooted this tree of life. Wherever you see the tree of life, actually, let me show you something quickly. Have I still got a little time? Or is Lester a bit impatient tonight? Revelations 2:7, whilst you're looking for that, quickly. Revelations 2:7. If it comes on the screen, okay.
Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life.
Wait, hold that thought, Ezekiel 47. Let me show you the tree of life, and then we will check tonight how to eat from it. Because it all started from the word. In the beginning was the word. What you're looking for in boyfriend is the word. Let me tell you a story. Quickly. Have you got scriptures ready?
Yes, sir.
Read whichever one you've got.
Ezekiel 47.
What does it say?
Then he brought me back to the door of the temple. And there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple.
I want to go to the tree now. This tree does one thing. It bears fruit. On this tree is 12 fruits. Have you got it?
Yes, sir. Talk verse 12.
Verse 12. Thank you.
Along the bank of the river.
At the back of the river, wherever you see the river, the tree of life is not far from it. At the back of the river was what?
On this side and that will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither and their fruit will not fail.
They will.
They will bear fruit.
How many times?
Every month.
Meaning 12. They will have 12 disciples. That's how you will recognize this tree that is the tree of life. They will bear fruit every month. It's the tree of life. And he turned to Peter that night and said, except you eat my flesh. What Adam did not eat, now you will have permission. I'm talking about the word. This word, that's why all the campaign is to disqualify the Bible. So it's not that. Because Satan knows that if you get the word in there, you can never be stopped. Let me tell you. So this woman, and thank God Pastor Enrique has clocked it tonight, he said it. This woman was called the Samaritan woman or some woman, whatever. And she's had many husbands. Yeah? This is how to take the city. I'm rounding up. It's just an instruction. You will get what I just said when you get home. You want to read something? Talk to me.
John 6, chapter 53.
John 6, 53.
Jesus said to them,
what did he say?
Very truly, I tell you.
Confirmed. I'm telling you now, says Jesus. What did he say?
Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man.
Unless you go back to Eden. And you eat the tree of life. Unless you eat the flesh. So this is what confused the disciples. Like, how are you asking us to eat your flesh? It doesn't make sense. So Jesus said, unless you eat this flesh, yeah?
And drink his blood.
And you drink his blood, you make him into, you eat and you juice it. That doesn't make sense anymore, right? Whoa, wait till Sunday in London City. You eat it and you juice it as well. You've got to. You have to. You must to. You see, when God chased out Adam and Eve from the garden, he did not chase the serpent out. Because the serpent only did his job. If he took out the serpent, you will not find him in the wilderness when Jesus came back. Now, what was his first temptation to Jesus? Food. If you be the Son of Man, eat your own flesh. He said, I can't eat my flesh. And how did Satan come? The greatest battle in your life right now. Let me tell you what is stopping you. Things that you are hearing apart from the word is going to kill you. You know, now you can press your phone and go on Twitter and go on YouTube and hear things. Satan programmed words into your generation to stop you from the real word. So Satan comes with the word. It is still a word battle. Satan did not come with fornic. He came with word. He said, if you be the Son of God, turn this stone to flesh, to bread. Make it into flesh. And Jesus comes with the superior word. He said, the word you are reading is from religious Bible. The one I'm going to tell you is the proceeding word. The word that has found meaning because I have relationship with the writer. This is how you should overcome Leicester City, youth revival. The word that is coming up against you is from religion. You go with a superior word. The proceeding word. Anytime you interface with people, God showed me. Those of you who went on Instagram and started arguing, you added 6 months to the struggle of Spark Nation. Arguing in the flesh, talking rubbish. Cost us all 6 months. Because, no. I'm going to give you a point now. No proceeding word. How do you know? Nothing comes out of it. They are proceeding word. You go, look, Satan will come. Satan programs our lives with words. The news media will wake up tomorrow and decide, oh, we just want to mess people's mind up, talk about the economy. By the time you finish hearing news, you'll be so depressed, even though none of the things they are saying concerns you. words. You know, you didn't see the guy who they said, I heard the news today. A guy had raped a six-year-old to death. Of course, you know that's not a black people's crime. That's not our kind of crime. Black people are criminals, so, but it's not our kind. It's not our type of thing. Our type of thing is, oh, you owe me drug. You're not giving me back. Boom. Kill him. It's just as stupid. Crime is crime. And you know, you hear that and you are angry. You're very livid. The guy who committed it, you may never see him. But why are you moved? Words. You know what God told me to tell you? If you hear less word from the world, you will hear more word from the word. That's what he's charging you to do. You are supposed to send out the word on all those social media, not engage. One of my brothers came in the other day. He didn't come to church on what Tuesday. He said, you know what? I've been researching about Spark Nation and all the nonsense they are saying. I've been researching and I know something. I quickly just ignored him. That's not a word from the Lord. God never asked you to research negative. Those who observe lying vanity forsake their own mercy. They observe it in the name of research. Now, I'm not talking about the church alone now. The church has no problems. And say, well, people are talking again. Look, as much as people want to talk against Spark Nation, on Sundays, you are over 1,000 people. 177 at the altar. More than 500 decisions for Christ this year already. So, what are you talking about? That's not it. That's love. They are only talking against you because they love you. Some, I'm telling you, they just love you so much that they want access to you. Go give them that access by the word. If you hear less from the world, you will hear more from heaven. This is how to take less time. Let me give you a story example. So Jesus was standing by the water one day, the water in Ezekiel 47. Oh, you didn't know that was water. Oh, sorry, I thought I told you as a child that that was the water. Ah, I forgot. Isaiah told us that's the water. Sorry, I forgot. We'll discuss it one day. Listen, that's why there was a discussion about Abraham and the well. That was the water. Now, I'm not telling you that because it looks makes sense. Isaiah actually told us that he will stand by those wells. Anyway, I'm surprised I haven't told you. I didn't mention it yesterday. Not on Periscope, no. Ah, I forgot. Anyway, the tree was standing by the well. Guess how you know? At that moment, he had sent his fruit out. You didn't hear me. He had to send them out, otherwise they are no fruits. He had sent them out to go fetching food. Right? And a woman came whose life is seemingly messed up. Oh my God, something is about to hit you in a moment. You're about to take this city. This woman is seemingly messed up. She's had many husbands. Why did she have many husbands? Go back to Ezekiel 47, because with this tree, the leaves of it will be for the healing of the nation. No, you still didn't get that right. The leaves that comes from this tree. So anyway, this woman has had many husbands. I mean, she's done divorce number one, divorce number two, divorce number three. And imagine the nations, the city, already looking at her like, now only you. The interesting thing is how she keeps getting the husband. Especially in the Israel of those days, in the nation like, they already look at you with one boyfriend. Joseph or Mary, they nearly killed Mary. That's just one guy. Like, guy, how are you getting one after the other? Do you know how difficult it is for people to remarry? Isn't it difficult, guys? Now you're pretending as if you don't know, as if you've never gossiped about any of them. Anyway. But she keeps getting it. So Jesus stood by the water, and this woman had come to fetch some water. She was looking for word. And her quest for word took her to the nations. She kept remarrying and marrying and marrying. And each time, when Charles left her, Richard said, don't worry about Charles. Charles, that Charles guy. Richie. Say, that Charles guy. I told you he's going to duty. You know you were my first love. And I knew you were coming back. So now she's with Richie now. And all of a sudden, Richie said, you know, this can't work. You know, that's how girls fall into trap. The next guy is more caring, right? He's caring. I just needed a shoulder to cry on. That's not a shoulder. That guy is not a shoulder. They said he's a bone. But let me skip all that because of time. He was standing by the well, and here comes this woman whose life is seemingly messed up, and he asked the woman for a word. Said, can you get me some water? Because I'm a tree, I can't fetch myself water. The root, you will understand why they call him the root of the house of Jesse. That root needs to be supplied water itself. His roots will go, listen to me now. His roots will go deep to search for water. Every plant planted, the roots will go to look for water. Jesus can't be glorified without you. He said, the word I need is from you now. Give me a word to act with over Leicester. Is looking for Samaritan women whose life looked messed up in Leicester City. And he said, if you will act, I will have word to act upon. Are you listening to me tonight? Let me quickly tell you this, guys. And we're about to pray. The power of God is going to envelope this house in a minute. Right now, demons will be telling people, run home. He wants to kill them. Because he knows it's about to be eaten in a minute. And if you endure this, God's power will break over your life. No power will be able to stop you anymore. Tonight, if you are not born again, run to the word when the time comes. Don't eat deceiving spirits. I know you've been worshiping, but nothing is connecting in your life. And you know nothing is connecting. God is saying, come and connect to me. Anyway, he asked him for water. I mean, ask her. And he said, we don't do that. Our culture, I'm bound to religion. And Jesus said, if you really know who he's talking to, he said, if you drink this water, you will thirst again. This one, you will thirst again and again. But you're looking for an answer that will make this. Does that mean the woman never came back to fetch water? She came back to fetch water. But that water that day, he said, if you drink this, you will thirst again. But if I connect you to the one who created the water, you will now have definition for the water. You're fetching water to please the guy. He said, this one, you'll thirst again. Guess what? The woman said, you can't give me water. You don't even have the drawer to take the water out. Jesus said, I don't need a drawer. The water is in me.
Yes.
But I can't spew it out if you don't fetch it. The woman clocked. He said, our fathers worshipped on this mountain. You Jews worship here, the Gentiles worship there. He said, what do you say? Now, guess what the woman just did? She reached out for water. Her life is going to change from that point. She's now going to fetch. Why? She had been carrying, Pastor Enrique said it earlier, she had been carrying a question all her life. Isn't it amazing that the question paramount in a woman's heart who's had five husbands, the question in her heart is not how do I keep a husband? You didn't hear me. Just before we begin to set up seminars, divorce seminars, that seminar, he said, you are answering the wrong question, church. Marriage seminar, he said, wrong question. You are answering the wrong question. I would have taught a woman who has had five husbands, all that was in her heart is, how do I keep a husband? What have I done to God that he can't give me a permanent husband? He said, that was not the issue. Because Jesus said, you've had five husbands. Or for whatever. He said, and the one you are with now, it's not even your husband. She said, whoa. Guess what the woman does in return? She got the old city of Leicester. Why? Because a question she's always asked, a question that has always been in her heart, was supernaturally answered. How? By the word. What did Jesus say? He said, it is written, the day is coming and now is, that those who worship God will worship him in spirit and in truth. He just gave her the word. And that word was an answer. She went with the word, the preceding word, ran to the city and got everybody in that city, all the men that have looked down on her, she got all of them. Why? Because in one moment, Jesus answered a lifetime time question with a preceding word. You know why we don't win souls? Why we can up the city and struggle? We don't have word. We are not eaten of this flesh. We have preachings. We have sermon. We have principles, but no word. We have what we must look like, what we must sing like. What God says, I don't care. As long as you stand by the water. He said, people will always come to fetch water because they are thirsty. Tonight, I'm soon going to make a call. I'm going to ask you to run to the side of the water because it will always position a man there. But this is not a man. This is the fruit carrier. This is the tree. God, you know, the Bible says God planted these trees. You know, the word plant means to hide away from the sight of men, so that they don't see the process of the germination. God could have spoken trees to being. He did that before. He planted. That's how powerful the seed is. He hides the growth from the sight of men. I'm about to make a call. I feel it's time to stop so that we can pray. I want to call anyone and everyone who feels, and you know, all I just did tonight was to lay preambles, but to tell you, Lester, that you can take this city. You just need the word. And that's what I've come to deliver to you tonight, guys. I thank you for your gift earlier today. It's a response to the word. Now, God blocked the tree of life. Doctor, I said that to you before, but let me remind you tonight. He blocked the tree of life with a sword. A flaming sword. Meaning the only way you can access that tree is through another sword. The word, right? So, any which way you try to get into that tree, you'll be pierced. You'll be cut in pieces. So, people are walking in Canary Wharf. Or in the city, any millions or thousands, whatever, trying to access that tree, and they got caught. So they start committing suicide because they are all looking at the tree of life and they really want to get there. But they think money can get them there. So with all the money they have, they got into the occult. Guess what? You've got access to him. That revelation, let's stop with revelation. To him who overcomes, he started with saying, he that has ears, let him hear. That is the preceding word. He said, if you have that, you will have access to the tree of life. So he began to give Peter and Co. the word so that they can access life. You know what God told Adam when Adam messed up? God said, you will be in toil all the days of your life. Because now it is your life. If you read that other scripture, it said, if they eat of this tree, they will have life. It's not going to be their life. It is going to be his life because they've eaten his flesh. So the life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who died for me. So I don't carry my life to uni. So if I don't carry my life to uni, my intelligence does not determine my grade. You didn't hear what I just said. How smart I am does not determine my grade because I've eaten the tree of life. I just know by the knowledge of God what exam and questions they're going to ask. That's succeeding supernaturally. And people ask me about Spark Nation. How did you do this? How did you come up with this? And I wish to say, no, how? There's just a life. What do I do when I wake up? I don't pray. I listen. What is prayer? You begin to shout to God about what you want in your life. You know, a song like, in my life be glorified in your own life. You want God to be glorified in your life. No way, rubbish talk. You don't need to ask him to be glorified if it is his life. So I'm saying, Lord, I'm not asking you to be glorified. I'm just saying, let's go with this life today. In him was life. And if we had time, that life became the light. So men were enlightened. How were men enlightened? By the word. So the biggest universities today, from Oxford to Cambridge, how did it start? From the church. My brother didn't know. He said, oh, wow. Yeah. It didn't start from the hood. Oh, we thought. This light enlightened them. You will just know after prayer tonight. And the Holy Ghost comes on you. You will just know what to do to prosper. You will just know what to do. To do well. Because there is life in you. It is no longer your life. If you carry your life, you will die. If you carry your life, you will be depressed. If you in your own life, there is nothing good in it. But in his life, which is about to impact into many of us tonight, in his life, in his light we see light, and it will give you of that fruit tonight. Can I hear an amen? Amen. You just know what to do to grow your fellowships in Leicester, in Birmingham. You just know what to do. Why? Because there's a life in you, and this life cannot be stopped by the opposition of men. This life cannot be stopped by the lack of finances. You will just know what to do. I want to invite you into this life in a moment. Because in the moment we're about to pray, people are struggling. They are struggling for life everywhere. There's no boy that can give you life. Look at him. He doesn't have life. He doesn't even know where to put his trouser. He said, look at me. I'm so cool. Look at where my trouser is. So you should love me. I just don't understand why she doesn't love me, even though I put my trouser below everything. But that's not the point tonight. No girl can give you satisfaction as well If you don't have life, you don't have life. Isn't it amazing that simple answering altar calls like tonight can impact life into a person? And it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense how a altar call like this tonight can change the completeness, the complete life of a person. I came to tell you how to take this city. Jesus needed one woman to take a whole city. If he can answer her correctly. If you have the answer for Leicester, you will take Leicester. If you don't have the answer, you will pray, nothing will happen. So what should your prayer be? God bring people. No. Your prayer should be, God, let us hear you. I have some revelation, guys. Let us hear you. He that has hear is not talking about this hair. It's talking about the ears of your heart. To know what God is saying. He that has hear, let him hear what the Spirit... Okay, read it then. I think it's frozen now.
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
To him who overcomes.
To him who overcomes.
What will he give him?
I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
It's still in the midst of the paradise. Come to this paradise tonight if you're far from the Lord. If you don't know the Lord, come to the midst of this paradise. Everything you need is in this life. It's in the Word. And nothing supersedes the Word. That's what he's inviting you to tonight. And it doesn't matter to me how old you are or how young you are. You want to make a commitment to Jesus for this life, this Word. And I told you before, it doesn't matter your mistake, how bad or how... It doesn't even matter how good you were, you are. You don't eat of this tree because you are good. And it's not denied from you because you're bad. We want to pray, but I want you to be part of this prayer. And I want you to dare to see if your life will not change. If you're here tonight and you're not born again, you've not given your life to Jesus, or you were born again and you've drawn back. Circumstances has made you lean back. You're going to make a decision in 1 minute now, and that decision will change your life. Or you're going to consult everybody and ask, can I go and have life? So you don't need to ask anybody. It's your opportunity tonight. So Jesus did a crusade and one person got saved. But that one person got the whole city. Is there a Samaritan woman or a Samaritan man or someone who just wants a new life here tonight? I want you to come to the altar. If you're saying, I want to surrender to the Lord. I want new life. I want Christ in my life. I know at this point you will start fighting it. Something will say, don't go. Don't. All these people will be looking at you. Who cares? It is your moment.